Here we are in New Dwarka, Western World Headquarters of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, entitled Creation, Chapter 8, entitled Prayers by Queen Kunti and Parikshit Saved. Today's verse number 46. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vyasadhyaya Ishware Hagyai. Ishware Hagyai. Krishnain Adbhuta Karmana Prabodhito Piti Hasair Nabudhyata Shucharpita Vyasajyair Ishware Hagyai Krishnain Adbhuta Karmana Prabodhito Piti Hasair Nabhudyata Sucharpita Vyasadhyā Ishvare Hagyai Krishnain Adbhuta Karmana Prabodhito Piti Hasair Nabudyata Sucharpita Vyasadhyar Ishvare Hagyai Krishnain Adbhuta Karmana Prabodhito Piti Hasair Nabudyata Sucharpita.
Please chant.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Vyasa Adyai. By great sages headed by Vyasa. Ishvara, the Almighty God. Iha, by the will of. Gyai, by the learned. Krishnena, by Krishna himself. Adbhutakarmana, by one who performs all superhuman work. Prabodhita, being solaced. Api, although. Itihasai, by evidences from the histories. Na, not. Abhudhyata, satisfied. Shucha arpitaha, distressed. Translation, please repeat. King Yudhisthira, who was much aggrieved, could not be convinced, despite instructions by great sages, headed by Vyasa, and the Lord Krishna himself, the performer of superhuman feats, and despite all historical evidence, purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the pious King Yudhisthira was mortified because of the mass massacre of human beings in the Battle of Kurukshetra, especially on his account. Duryodhana was there on the throne, and he was doing well in his administration. And in one sense, there was no need of fighting. But on the principle of justice, Yudhisthira was to replace him. The whole clique of politics centered around this point, and all the kings and residents of the whole world became involved in this fight between the rival brothers. Lord Krishna was also there on the side of King Yudhisthira. It is said in the Mahabharata Adi Parva that 640 million men were killed in the 18 days of the Battle of Kurukshetra, and some hundreds of thousands were missing. Practically, this was the greatest battle in the world within 5,000 years. The mass killing, simply to enthrone Maharaj Yudhisthira, was too mortifying. So he tried to be convinced with evidences from histories by great sages like Vyas and the Lord himself that the fight was just because the cause was just. But Maharaj Yudhisthira would not be satisfied, even though he was instructed by the greatest personalities of the time. Krishna is designated herein as the performer of superhuman actions. But in this particular instance, neither he nor Vyasa could convince King Yudhisthira. Does it mean that he failed to be a superhuman actor? No, certainly not. The interpretation is that the Lord as Ishvara, or the Supersoul, in the hearts of both King Yudhisthira and Vyasa, performed still more superhuman action because the Lord desired it. As Supersoul of King Yudhisthira, he did not allow the king to be convinced by the words of Vyasa and others, including himself. because he desired that the king hear instructions from the dying Bhishma Dev, who was another great devotee of the Lord. The Lord wanted that at the last stage of his material existence, the great warrior Bhishma Dev see him personally and see his beloved grandchildren, King Yudhishthir, etc., now situated on the throne, and thus pass away very peacefully. Bhishma Dev was not at all satisfied to fight against the Pandavas, who were his beloved fatherless grandchildren. But the Kshatriyas are also very stern people, and therefore he was obliged to take the side of Duryodhana because he was maintained at the expense of Duryodhana. Besides this, the Lord also desired that King Yudhishthir be pacified by the words of Bhishma Dev, so that the world could see that Bhishma Dev excelled all in knowledge, including the Lord himself. Chanadapi sunichena toro eva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahani harinama 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 iva kevalam kalo nasyeva 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 gatiranyata. So in today's verse, there are some very nice words which makes giving this class very easy. So first we have Vyasa Adhyay, by great sages headed by Vyas. This month we will be observing the Vyasa Puja. How? Because the beginning of the month, the Chaturmasya, is the Guru Purnima day. That day we recognize Srila Vyasa Dev. Because just we learned in chapter 5 and 6 how great this Vyasadeva is. Bhagavan Rishi, he is God in the form of a powerful Rishi. He is Veda Vyas, because all of our Vedic knowledge is coming through this seat. Vyasa Asana. Yes. Anyone who sits on this seat has to represent Vyasadeva. Cannot give a different conclusion. Cannot give a contrary opinion than what Vyasadeva gives. Shankara Acharya, he said that Vyasadeva was mistaken. We cannot say that Vyasadeva was mistaken. No. He is the compiler, like we learned, for Veda. He took the one Veda, edited it, and broke it out into four divisions. Why? So that the people of Kali Yuga would have access. Then, how did he go beyond the Vedas? Because even Krishna in Bhagavad Gita tells Arjuna in chapter 2, the Vedas are mostly dealing with the three modes of material nature. Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna, I want you to transcend. So, beyond the Vedas, 108 Upanishads. Then Vyasadeva took everything in four Vedas, 108 Upanishads, and explained them in the Puranas. And we learned just a few months ago how this Srimad Bhagavatam came into being in written form. On the order of Narada, his spiritual master, that you have encouraged the people to enjoy in the name of religion, verily, this is condemned. Because sense gratification is not the goal of life, is not the real goal of religion. So, Narada impressed upon him, why you are feeling despondent after compiling all these Vedic literatures, including the Vedanta Sutra. That was the scene. Vyasadeva woke up and was not happy. His mind was disturbed. So Narada said, you have not properly described Krishna, his devotees, and devotional service. That is what Srimad Bhagavatam is all about. Who is Krishna? What is Krishna? Why is Krishna? And how does he interact with his devotees? By means of devotional service. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Chaitanya has taught us. So, what is the actual goal of religion? According to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not even moksha or liberation is the true goal of religion. Dharma kaitavotra. Actually, that is also another cheating process. We learned this from the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita. No. The actual goal of religion, the goal of life, panchama purusharta, the fifth goal beyond religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and even salvation. Yes. Are you saved? You hear that when you go out on the streets. They're still saying that mantra. Our friends. Are you saved? We're not interested in salvation. Lord Chaitanya has taught us, prema pumarto mahan. Beyond liberation, salvation, emancipation, proclamation, there is the fifth goal. And this fifth goal makes everything else seem cheap. Insignificant. What is the real goal? Love of God. Love of God. That is what Lord Chaitanya is teaching. That is what we must be preaching. Love of God is the true goal of life. One of my favorite chapters in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Life's ultimate goal. Dash. Love of God. Beautiful chapter. Nice chapter, especially when there is this beautiful description of the formed face of Krishna. How beautiful and attractive our Krishna is. Okay, so that leads into this next word. Ishvara, the Almighty God. Just like the Mohammedans say, Allah, God is almighty. We also say that, we don't? We also say, Allahu Akbar. We can also say that. We say, Hare Krishna. That's the same thing. You say it in your language, we're saying the same thing. You might have heard a story I tell sometimes. I had one Indian friend, and she was friends with some Muslim family. But this Muslim family was in great distress. It had to do with the parents, in-laws, and they were, I can't remember the details, but the in-laws were so displeased with the husband and wife. Check this out. Muslims, they hired Hindu brahmanas to put a curse on their children. So when I came to, so this Indian girl who knew me, she said, this family, they have so much inauspiciousness in their house. They think they are being attacked by ghosts. So I told them about you. Can you go there and help? And me being, I figured, hey, I'm from New York. I've seen it all. So I went there. I had my conch shell. I think I had my Nrisingha deity that I got from Govindas. I had Ganga Jal. So I told this Muslim family, I'm going to do some rituals here. So then I asked them, do you have prayers in your Muslim religion? They said, yes, yes. I said, okay. So I'm going to do my kirtan, my chanting, and simultaneously I want you to do your Muslim prayer. So they were kept doing Allahu Akbar, hello, throughout the whole program. I did Nrisingha Stotram. I did Hare Krishna. I sprinkled the house with Ganga Jal. I blew the conch shell. And then I left. Something must have worked. Something must have worked because I inquired later and they said, yes, some of the disturbance had gone away. But the idea was, we are also recognizing that here, Almighty God, we also understand that. We praise God as the Almighty. Then we have these next phrase, Krishnena Adbhuta Karmana, by one who performs all superhuman work. Anyone who has read Krishna book, you understand this idea very nicely. How from Krishna's infancy, he's killing demons one after another. His potency is not dependent on the size of the body. Putana was seeing this infant Krishna. Now it's interesting. In one hand, Putana can understand this child is so powerful he can destroy the whole universe. She had that realization. But still she's thinking, I can kill him. This is called not too bright. But that's what happens. You get covered over. So Putana realized, oh child, leave me, leave me. Yes. Although Krishna was infant, maybe a month old or so, he was able to kill the Putana demon and still he's there, peaceful, happy, no problem. And one after another, Krishna kills one demon after another. And all this is described in Krishna book. So if you read Krishna book, you will understand this phrase. Adbhuta Karmana, one who performs all superhuman book. Even if you read Mahabharata, you will see how every so often Krishna enters the drama and performs superhuman feats, supplying unlimited cloth to Draupadi. Like Prabhupada says, they tried to see naked Draupadi, but the room was filled with heaps of cloth. Heaps. They could not see. Krishna was supplying that. During the battle, Krishna intervenes here and there when there's no, just to protect Arjuna. Krishna also, there's that one incident where Arjuna vowed that he would do something before the sunset, and it was getting close, it was just a few moments, so Krishna used his Sudarshan Chakra, did some trick, and the other side said, oh, it's the end of the battle. So they dropped their guard. Then the Sudarshan Chakra was taken away, and it was again sunrise, and then boom, they killed. I forget the exact personalities. Krishna is the best. Yeah, I think you're right. Jayadratha. Good point for you. Yes, they were having a hard time killing Jayadratha. And Arjuna vowed. He made a vow. If I don't do it, then I'm entering the fire. And the Kauravas were thinking, oh, this is great. Because they knew if we get rid of Arjuna, they're done. Because Karna was able to put Yudhishthira. Actually, Karna could have killed Yudhishthira. He had gotten to that point in the battlefield where it was, next step was to kill Yudhishthira, but he had promised Kunti he would only kill Arjuna. Mahabharata is so exciting. Once you start reading, you can't put it down. Again, who gave us this Mahabharata book? Vyasadeva. Now, I have heard from some of my Indian friends, they don't keep the Mahabharata book in the house. Why? They have this funny, superstition that if you keep the Mahabharata book in your house, there'll always be fight in the house. And I said, what? This is silly. It's Shastra. So does that mean we should not keep Bhagavad Gita in us? Bhagavad Gita is from the Mahabharata. I think one of these days, just to freak them out, I'm going to bring a Mahabharata book and put it right in front where I speak. And I'm going to say, let's see if there's any fights. Prabhupada did not teach us these kinds of superstitions. Prabhupada taught us facts. Tatvataha. Learning Krishna factually, in truth. That's how Prabhupada is teaching us. So you'll see, if you just read about Krishna, right? Just by reading about Krishna, Krishna book, Mahabharata, you will come to understand. Yes, Krishna is Adbhuta Karmana, one who performs all superhuman work from all different kinds of angles of vision. We read in Krishna book, at the end of the day in Dwaraka, the one Krishna who was doing so many things would enter his neighborhood where there was 16,100 palaces, and then all of a sudden one Krishna cloned 16,108. That's God. Okay? Nowadays, more and more, this guy's God, this guy's God, this guy's God. Give me a break, will you please? Show me the feet. Are the markings there? God has distinct markings on the feet, and his feet don't stink. And there's the specific markings. You claim this person is God? I've seen so many gods. They're not all attractive. One so-called God looks like Jimi Hendrix. That's not all attractive. No. Here is all attractive Krishna. Look at that. Look how nicely we have Rukmini Dwarakadish. This is all attractive. God is not some old man with a beard. Right? Thank you, Conchel. Not some old man. No. He's ever youthful. Ever beautiful. So the other part of this verse, Yudhishthira. Again, if you read the Mahabharata, You see how Yudhisthira is so conscientious to a fault. He's so moral, so just, so conscientious. At times you're thinking, this is too much. But that's Dharmaraj. That comes that incident where they actually capture Duryodhan. They actually capture him. And they let him go. They let him go. Parents, they could have ended the whole thing right there. And Duryodhan was so humiliated, he decided, that's it. No more. So he sat down and he was going to meditate and give up his life. He had been so humiliated that the Pandavas had captured him. They didn't kill him. They released him. So he was so humiliated, he said, okay, no more. I'm just going. And then what happens? He does meditation and he gets visited by demons. And the demons tell him, no, 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 no. Don't give up. We're going to help you. We are going to enter all the Kauravas and empower them with our demoniac potencies. And there's some indication even Bhishma and Drona were also somehow affected. Because that was... So when Duryodhan had this dream vision, and the Danavas and Daityas are telling him, don't worry, we're going to support you. He became rejuvenated. He figured, I've got it now. I will win. You forgot one thing. Same thing that was... There were so many turning points. Another turning point. When Duryodhan and Arjuna both came to see Krishna at the same time. Technically, Duryodhan was a nick earlier. And so Duryodhan and Krishna was taking rest. Yes, even God takes rest. So, Duryodhan was thinking, because the thing was, they would ask Krishna to take their side in the battle. So, Duryodhan wanted Krishna. And so did Arjuna. So the idea was Krishna was taking nap. Duryodhan was thinking, I will sit by Krishna's head, and when he wakes up, he'll see me, then I'll ask him. And Arjuna, because he is devotee, where does he stay? Lotus feet. Lakshmi also, she's on the chest of Narayan, but she also comes down to the lotus feet because she wants the same nectar that the devotees get. And that nectar is only gotten from Krishna's lotus feet. So, when Krishna awoke from his nap, he didn't see Duryodhan. He saw Arjuna. I don't remember exactly how it worked out, but both Duryodhan and Arjuna were blessed by Krishna. What did Duryodhan get? He got Krishna's army. I believe there was a choice. Did Duryodhan, he chose the army, not Krishna. Am I right? Yes. So, Duryodhan was calculating materially. He did not understand, like Arjuna did, who is this Krishna. They knew Krishna was something because they knew that Krishna at the age of 11 had killed Kamsa. And Kamsa was the number one top demon, like we read in Krishna book. He had made his United Nations of Demons, right? Axis of Evil. So everybody knew that Krishna killed come so they knew, all right, he's something. Is he God? Because they became confused. Because Krishna would act, like it says here, one who performs superhuman work, but then Krishna would act like an ordinary human being. So they were confused. We don't know. Dhritarashtra was confused. Karna was confused. Duryodhan was... They were all confused. Sanjaya was telling them. Bhishma was telling them. Don't think that this Krishna and Arjuna are ordinary. They're not ordinary. But they became bewildered. So Duryodhan chose Krishna's army. I think they're called the Narayanas. Some millions and millions of warriors. So he calculated materially. Thought, this Arjuna, not too bright. Not too bright. Because Arjuna said, I'll take Krishna. And that, if you read the Mahabharata, that was the deciding factor. In every sports competition, right? There's always the deciding factor. There's always that one thing during the game that was it, the turning point. So the factor, that's called the X factor. The X factor is that Arjuna had Adbhuta Karmana. He had Ishwar on his side. And without that, yes, Arjuna would have died. Karna would have defeated Arjuna if it was not for Krishna. So the whole factor changing everything is the Krishna factor. And you have the Krishna factor. Here it is. Say hello to my little friend. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. So never forget, and always remember, you have Ishwar on your side, right here, tip of your tongue. You have Krishnena Adbhuta Karmana, Krishna himself. This Maha Mantra is not a symbol. It is Krishna. That we should never forget, and I should meditate more and more and more. This sound Krishna, everybody say, Krishna, is the same as this person on the altar. The same as Allah, Jehovah. Yes. All names of God are included in the name Krishna. Prabhupada teaches, actually, God has no name, but if there is a name, the best name to give him, Krishna. Krishna. Krish, the attractive principle, and na, eternal transcendental bliss. Just in this name. 1,000 names of God, you get the same benefit by one saying, Rama, everybody. And we learn 3 Rama. So let's take it 3 times. Rama, Rama. You get the same benefit by one Krishna. So now we get some insight. What is this Maha Mantra? We have to meditate more and listen more and understand this is God. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Any discussion? Yes? Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Thanks, Krishna. So we were hearing you sort of the whole thing about the throne. And you mentioned.
mentioned some turning points also, that this whole thing could have been avoided. But what about Kunti? She could have claimed Karna. She could have claimed Karna way before, you know, that this was, Karna was her son, and this would have solved the whole problem. She's also known as one of the protagonists of the war.
Yes. And that question is above my pay grade. I mean, why Kunti did what, why did she wait till the end, right, to reveal to Karna? Yes. I don't know what to say. Maybe someone else has some. Karta, you may have some insight.
Because it was Krishna's desire,
Krishna's
that this
will.
Thing happened, the battle of Kurukshetra. It was for Paritranaya, Vinashaya Chatuskritan, you know. Everything was orchestrated to the purpose of the Supreme. So she did what she had to do. She had many reasons why, in, you know, material reasons why, but actually the main thing is Krishna wanted this. That's the only way you can explain. That's what I think. Anybody else?
Sachi Tanoy has some insight on this.
I was probably the same comment, but you know, like Krishna had in mind to gather all the demoniac people, the evil, and finish them, because when Jarasandha also was being defeated time after time, and we were wondering, how come he just don't finish it and that's it, and capture him and that's it? But he had a plan. So now I have a question that...
Yes, we'll read the next chapter. Bhima will, when he finally convinces Yudhisthira that nobody knows the plan of Lord Sri Krishna. And that is like a final, like the judge has spoken. That we don't know. You know, we only know what the scriptures tell us and what the self-realized acharyas comment. Beyond that, it's foolish to speculate.
So the question will be then, it says here that Lord Krishna's Paramatma inspire or works in the life of Yudhisthira, not to be convinced, because he himself cannot convince him, Vyasadeva cannot convince him, but he had a plan to go to later on to Bhishmadev to show the power of his other pure devotee and to glorify Lord Bhishma. So it appears, the question now is, it appears that the free will, Krishna is interfering there when he wants in his pure devotees, that they don't have a free will. So that's my question. It
yes.
Appears. No free will.
No. No. He says sometimes interferes. Sometimes. No, you have free will, right? But sometimes the override. Okay? Sometimes. No, don't. Because I've gotten that before. People think, like my favorite story was, I was did a program, and this Indian man, I was telling him, I was saying, so when are you going to surrender to Krishna? When he makes me. And I said, no, you have to make me when he makes me. So that's the if by saying what you're saying, taking it absolutely or exclusively, then everybody could say, yeah, well, you know, when he makes me. No. You have your choice to make. Yes, Archita.
That's the difference between devotee and non-devotee or a mixed devotee. The pure devotee surrenders to Krishna as a super soul, telling him what to do, even when it seems to be contrary to what Krishna externally wants to do. But the mixed devotee, about to speak of the non-devotee, even when they hear the super soul saying, chant Hare Krishna, they don't do it. Can't. Chant. So the super soul is always telling the neophyte devotee what to do properly through Bhagavad Gita, through the guru, through other devotees. But when you're mixed, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. The pure devotees do what Krishna wants them to do. So in this case, Krishna wanted Yudhisthira not to accept what Krishna was saying. He wanted him to wait until he heard it. The same thing. It's not that Bhishma Dev told him something else. Bhishma Dev's advice to Arjuna and Yudhisthira and all the Pandavas was the same that Vyasadeva was giving them, that the Shastra was saying, that Krishna was saying. So why did he accept when Bhishma Dev said it? Why didn't he accept when Krishna said it? Or when Vyasadeva said it? Because this was Krishna's plan. Krishna wanted him to wait, as the purport said. Krishna wanted him to wait until he heard it from Bhishma Dev to show that Bhishma Dev was full of knowledge, and even more so than himself. So it's Krishna's. This is Krishna's situation.
Thank you for allowing me this privilege. May Krishna bless you and protect you. Hare Krishna.